Tell me something I don't already know. It's an enigma. They should create a blank deck just for me. Or read me the cards already ripped up. It's like an infinite loop. It's like, death doesn't even want me.
Beaming into your brainwaves. The master of the magical. The titan of the technological. The captain of the mothership Jokecast. Your host, Dr. Notorious.
Nicely done, sir, with the breakdown of the origin of life scientifically. As we begin to further understand the basis of life itself, at least on Earth, we start thinking about nanotechnologies, these technologies we may one day harness to assist us in navigating this world, both with medicine and innovation. Innovating things like the carbon nanotube. These hollow cylinders made of carbon molecules which have 100 times the strength of steel and yet only 1/60th of its weight. A nanotube which is so thin that it would take 50,000 of them side by side to cover the width of a human hair. Where will science take us with these small machines?
Hi, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Notorious. I am sending you love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, harmony, and most of all, unity. This is my spell of goodness. May it reach the universe and touch each and every one of you as Dr. Notorious stands at the head of the table and brings you a piece of his soul, moment by moment, minute by minute, hour by hour, second by second. This is your girl, the guru, Lupus Warrior, sending you good vibes. This is your girl. Peace.
What's up, Podcast Universe?
Says you're a practicing wizard, Dr. Notorious, in the house.
By practicing wizard, I mean I've hung a shingle up, said, hey, I'll read your tarot. Look into your mind, look into your fortune, look into your future.
And here we are, sitting outside community garage sale with a sign that says tarot reading.
So yeah, day one, practicing wizard.
I've made zero money. Had a couple beers, talked to my neighbors. I could have charged. The two people I've had that I've done readings for, they're really great readings. One was my neighbor's six-year-old daughter, not going to charge her. And then my other neighbor, I told my neighbors, I won't charge you, you know, because I want them to come and I want people to see me giving a reading. And people did, but it was a good reading, though. With my neighbor's daughter, we talked about school and the teacher of her past and where she's going to go for adventure and questing in the future. But then my neighbor, whose name I'm not going to mention, we talked about her health problems and about the cards really did follow her journey over the last couple years. And I think it ended with, I hope, her wanting to go back home to the country she came from to visit her relatives, where she used to go every other year, but because of her health problems, she wasn't able to the last couple years. And I hope she takes from the path that the card showed that it was time to go home and feel those comforts and feel healing from those comforts. But yeah, day one as an actual wizard, practicing mystic, Dr. Notorious. I wear many hats, artist, musician, warrior, now wizard. Mentalist, charlatan, trickster, whatever you want to call me. Just call me Don't Late for Dinner, kids. Hey, it's Dr. Notorious. I'll be talking to you later.
Have a great day, Podcast Universe, and hit me up on Instagram at Dr. Notorious Jokecast, or Instagram, or Twitter. No, Twitter, Notorious Jokes. Instagram, Dr. Notorious Jokecast. I've had a couple beers while sitting out in the heat. Being a wizard is hard work. Just sitting and reading, shuffling the cards, telling my own fortune over and over again. Yeah, enjoying a beautiful day. The sun's out. I'm sitting in the shade. Comfy chair. Maybe the last hour I'll take a nap. But probably going to pack it in here soon. Day one. Wizard for hire. Dr. Notorious. Talk to you later, Podcast Universe.
And now I follow up with my anchor pal, Lil Extreme, Erica, as she's sitting in the rain. Too bad. It's sunny in Ohio.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey.
That's so funny. I was like, you don't love me anymore. You're not going to pick up.
I'm on vacation, dork.
I know, but I still expected you to pick up.
Not really, not when everybody's making me do everything all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not making you everybody, do anything.
No, everybody plans everything on trips, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, I tell my wife, planning's for the poor, baby. I don't like to plan anything. I like to get on the ground and feel the energy and then go places. But she's got to have everything planned out, so.
Yeah, well, we haven't really gone out like till nighttime, so we kind of had the day to do what we want. So I've been lazy, hanging out.
You watching TV?
No, they're just noisy.
Oh. So I had my first day of being a real wizard.
So what?
I had my first day of being a real wizard and offering my services. I made zero money. I did zero. Two readings. Yeah, two readings. One for my 6-year-old neighbor, girl. Fiona. She liked it. I think she got a kick out of it. Her dad just kind of left her with me. Like, I've lived across the street from these people for 3 years, but I wouldn't call us the best of buds. But her dad just leaves her, disappears.
Yeah, they do that.
I mean, he seriously left his daughter with someone calling themselves a wizard and wearing a funny hat.
They don't care as long as they get away.
Oh, well. Sorry, I'm eating a popsicle.
That was like when we used to have birthday parties. They would just leave their kids there when they were really little. I'm like, how do you even know who we are?
Right, I know. We're such helicopter parents now. Like, we have to stick around at everything. Like, my dad left me alone at, like, dojos full of, like, grown adults. Some of them really fucking weird. And, like,
oh,
wearing,
yeah,
like, loincloths and shit. Like, I saw all these adult penises when I was a kid. It was horrible.
Oh, that's lovely. Nice traumatic experience.
But then I had a really good reading with my neighbor directly across the street. Her husband's, like, all the way Welsh, and then she's Malaysian. But, like, lived in England and Wales, but originally from Malaysia. But, like, we had a total reading about her health problems, and it was really intimate. It was really touching. It reminded me a lot of my reading with you. That's why, like, I felt the energy of the universe calling me to call you and check in and see
great.
How you're doing.
So how was it? Was she happy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was very happy. My wife was listening in because my wife's a total skeptic about all this. And
yeah.
She was like, you really connect with people really well. You did really, really well. And I asked,
well,
you know, I asked the what's called the NPS question in customer service. I said, you know, how likely would you be to recommend me to a friend or colleague? And she said, very. You know, so that's like a perfect 10.
So there you
10.
Go. There's
so
your...
there you go. Yeah, there's my perfect 10.
It only takes one.
I know.
And then you can build. Oh,
but
sorry.
How you doing, Star Child?
I'm all right. I'm being lazy.
Yeah.
It's been raining like most of the time, so it's kind of been bummy, but
I know. I'm sorry. That happened when we went to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Like when we were up in the rainforest, the rainy season came early.
Yeah, and you can't even tell. Like, it doesn't even, you know, it's so weird. It's like just nice, and then all of a sudden just rains, and then it's nice, and then it rains.
You should have come to Columbus. You could have hung out. Oh, you could have hung out in front of my house all day. We would have had some nosh. We would have had some meatball sandwiches. I could have set up the kiddie pool. It's 86 and sunny here and beautiful.
Well, yeah, it probably would have been better.
I could have set up the kiddie pool, the hammock. It would have been like better than what you're going
through. The kiddie pool and the hammock. You're funny. Well, it's not that bad. I mean, when it's nice, it's nice, but it's just not nice.
Right.
And we went to this place, you know, this place to eat.
Are you in Fort Lauderdale?
No, not to give away your, either.
Okay, because you know Turetsky lives in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh God!
And when I put this up, he's gonna fine you.
No.
I'm not in Fort Lauderdale. If he says, "Let me take you out for a night on a town," I'll pay for everything. I'd take him up on it. Make him pay for everything though in advance.
Funny.
Make sure he pays the tab in advance. Champagne room.
So you put some mojo on me to make somebody.
I didn't put any mojo on you. I cast a circle of protection around you. So he must have been a good guy, because bad guys would not be able to penetrate that circle of protection. They wouldn't even be able to see you. Like bad, like a rapist or a murderer or like a bad guy with bad breath.
No, so he didn't seem like a bad guy. Like,
he must have been like angelic, really, to pass through my spell. So why the fuck did you turn away an angel?
I didn't turn him away. He just gave me his number.
Oh, okay. What's his number? Can I call him?
No.
Email it to me. I want to call him.
No, I'm not going to give you his number.
Give it to Turetsky.
Actually, I don't even think I have it. I don't know.
Oh, my friend had it. So awesome to give it to Turetsky. If you find it, give it to Turetsky. That would make my life.
I know his name was, what was his name?
Derek. Ebenezer.
Taysa, what was that guy's name?
Wilson.
The guy from last night?
The number guy.
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah, the number guy.
Boring. Ryan needs to change his name to Grayson or Squirtle.
Yeah, that's a great deal. I'm sure he'll do that.
Brian, if you're listening.
He better not be listening. I don't even know who he is.
He's stalking you. He's actually Turetsky. It was Turetsky.
Yeah, right.
Was it a 250-pound Sicilian?
No.
Okay, it wasn't Turetsky.
No, he was built and I don't know.
Seriously? Go get it, girl. Wow.
Not over muscly, just normal muscly.
Well, I was confused by your message. Are you single now?
No.
No? You still have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just not great. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm freezing.
He's not listening. I hope he's not mad. I just said, go get it, girl.
No, he's not listening.
Okay, that's right. He doesn't listen.
But, I don't know.
Have you hooked up with anyone randomly?
No. Why would I do that? That's just crazy.
Like one of your friends or something? Why would it be weird? It's just casual sex.
Because I'm turning into
Howard Stern. I am turning into Howard Stern.
You like Howard Stern, don't you?
I do. I worked a job doing like nothing for Ohio State. I would work when I got a work order, but like during the summer, my work orders were few and far between. So I just like drove around, and in the mornings, the only thing that was on was Howard Stern. And I would just listen to the whole three hours. Yeah, then he moved to satellite radio, yeah.
Which was stupid, because a lot of people listened to him before work, yeah. And they didn't have satellite.
But this was totally, like, at the big, like, height of his fame, and then I had a roommate that would watch his E! Show all the time. And, you know,
yeah,
I wonder why he did that a couple times.
Unless he got money or whatever.
Well, yeah, his whole thing, like, I am the king of all media.
Yeah, okay. But he didn't have to. He could have just been loyal to his fans and just stayed.
Okay. So do you want a follow-up reading?
No, I don't have time for that.
No, don't have time for that business? Okay.
I do, though. Yes, I do.
Quick one. Quick one. Okay, we'll do it. Let me do a quick one.
Okay, do a quick one.
Just like kind of past, present, and future. Oh, sweet Jesus.
What?
Well, it's the star reversed. Yeah, already. The star reversed. Well, yeah, let's focus here. We'll do past, present, and future. Focus for me.
Your future is bright. I gotta wear shades.
Is there anything, like any question you have about your current situation, or do we still want to focus on your previous question? You know, your question about like where your relationship's going, where your love is going, where your heart is going.
Sure, why not?
Okay,
it's still moving in certain directions.
It's still beating.
It's just moving slower. I did a podcast this morning. I don't know if you listened to it. I just woke up.
Yeah, I know. I was outside. I had nothing to do as like people just like stared at me and like some weirdo. So I was listening to people.
Did I sound different? Like,
no, you sounded like you. You just sound like tired. Like you're like,
yeah, I just woke up and I was just, you know, like, what am I going to do? Let me just say something.
Okay, so we have the Queen of Cups reversed, the Nine of Spears, and the Wheel of Fortune. So we have the Queen of Cups, and mine, it's Britannia.
Ooh, Fortune, is that good?
So, well, it's like the natural energy of the place you're in. So you're obviously not at home right now, because like Britannia, the Queen of Cups, that would represent like you and your element. So you're outside of your element right now.
Of course I am.
But the Nine of Spears, the Wind Harps of War, those are, you're recharged. This week has charged you. You're currently in a place of good energy. You're like doing battle with life, but like in a really positive way. Because the next card's the Wheel of Fortune. So it's represented by Arthur's dream, and Arthur dreamed of this the round table with him on top of it, and his good decisions on one side and his bad decisions on the other side. But it's at this time, it's just you haven't chosen a path yet. You haven't spun the wheel yet, and it's still in the future. So you have choices. You're preparing yourself for the choices, but you haven't made the choices yet. You know, you've left your home. You were drained of energy. You were kind of drained of like your situation, but now you've prepared yourself. You've girded yourself for battle, but now it's like you've got this choice, and you're kind of balanced on the precipice of two choices. But it's you're at a point of complete renewal now. So, and it's complete renewal either any way you choose. You're going to be renewed no matter what path you take. It's either going to be renewed in your relationship or renewed in a different relationship, or in your own relationship. And of course, renewal with yourself. You know, you have to renew yourself before you can renew your relationship with anyone else.
Oh, that's definitely true. That's good. I like that.
So yeah, you definitely got some wings.
That's good. You just gotta,
they're not completely unfurled yet. So you gotta unfurl them.
I have a lot of work to do on that.
Oh, we all do. Sorry. We all do. I think me more than anyone. Because a lot of tarot is, you know, self-reflection for myself as well.
And do you on yourself?
Oh, yeah. And I record all the ones that I do, and I log all the ones that I do, even for other people.
And
I
go back
and I study. And I go back and I study. It's a really good reflection. I really like it.
That's good. That's cool. At least you found something you like to do.
Yeah. And I ask everyone to follow up with me. So
yeah,
it's always good to hear.
I'm still following up. Don't worry.
Yep.
I'm getting there. But, what was I going to say?
What's that?
Oh, did you see my video? They had this really good Eagles band last night.
Oh, I fucking hate the Eagles.
Okay. Well, that settles
well,
that.
It's just because I've heard, well, I don't really hate the Eagles. I hate Hotel California, and by definition hate the Eagles, because I used to work in a bar, and there's two songs I can't fucking stand because every fucking shitty cover band covers them.
Now they only do, well, they have to.
Well, you have to do Hotel California, but then the
other
song.
Yeah, I mean,
they
wouldn't be them without, if they didn't do that. That would,
Sweet
people
Home
would probably
Alabama.
Be pissed.
I hate Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, I like that
oh,
song.
Oh, my God.
You don't like
well,
Leonard
just
Skinner
every,
either?
Well, I like Skinner. I like Skinner. Freebird.
You like Freebird?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Anything that they did out of the, you know, the muscle.
Well, he didn't
sound.
Just do that. I should have taped the other song that he did, Don Henley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Boys of Summer and something else. Oh, shoot. What was that other song?
Yeah.
The lights.
Okay. I'm going to go get my son. I want to call and check in.
You're going to get son?
I'm going to go check in on my son. He's sleeping.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to get son. I was like, okay.
Oh, I got a lot of son today. Yeah, that's like being a real wizard is basically
What's
sitting
What's your son's
around.
Name?
Fox.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Really? That's his real name?
That's his real fucking name.
Oh, that's cool. That's different.
I know. I'm an awesome dad. I'm like a rock star dad. I don't shy away from stuff. Well, I wanted a name that couldn't be turned into a nickname, but really, and then everyone calls him Foxy.
Which, oh, that's cool.
As far
I like
as
that.
Nicknames go, it's not that bad.
He's really cute, too.
He is. He's a foxy kid.
Yeah, you made a really pretty baby.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how I did it.
All right. Have fun. Check on
Have
your
fun, Star Child. Enjoy your trip.
Thanks. Bye.
Later, Gator.
All right, Podcast Universe. That's it. Hung up my robe, put away my staff, gonna hang up the hammock, take a nap. Dr. Notorious from the Joke Cast. Seeing ya.
This episode brought to you by Crazy Harry's Witches and Wizard Emporium. Come down to Crazy Harry's for all your needs, young witches and wizards. We got it all. We got toads. We got salamanders. We got wands. We got cauldrons. We got robes. We got books. We got tarot. We got your fortune stuff. We got your divination stuff. We got your runes. We got everything. Arithmancy. Whatever the heck that is. Who knows? We got it here. Crazy Harry's Witches and Wizards Emporium. 123 Fake Street. If you don't know how to get there, ask a witch or wizard. They'll give you a broomstick. You'll get right here. We are looking to hire psychics wanted. You know where to apply.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.